Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some of the migrants who were flown by plane to Martha's Vineyard last week are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for tricking them into boarding those flights. It is the latest in a political fight that's erupted over a record number of asylum seekers who've crossed the border. A majority have come from Venezuela, a country whose economy has collapsed and whose authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro, has been sanctioned by the U.S. In total, nearly 7 million Venezuelans have fled in the past 8 years, more than any other country in the world except Ukraine and Syria. AP reporter Regina Garcia Cano is in Caracas. And Regina, how do Venezuelans who are leaving the country view what's happening with these flights in the U.S.?
They're not aware even of the flights, right? Let me address that right away, right? The flights, whether it is to Chicago, D.C., New York, Martha's Vineyard, they're not even aware of them. Migrants with whom I've spoken don't even know sometimes where Peru is on a map, right? They're headed there, but they don't know where it is on a map. So they clearly wouldn't even know where Massachusetts is, right? Mm. But many of those who are making it to the U.S., right, and that recently have made headlines, they are also going from other countries. So these are Venezuelans who for a long time lived in Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Chile, and are now looking at the U.S. as a place of opportunity because they lost their jobs during the pandemic, right? Whether it was as construction workers, restaurants, casinos, street vendors, delivering food. Those dried up during the pandemic, and now they have to go somewhere else to earn money to either send back to Venezuela or feed their family if they migrated with them.
You know, a few years ago, people may remember seeing Venezuelans in long lines for food when it appeared the country was unraveling. Inflation was at several thousand percent. What is the economic situation in the country like today?
It is still difficult, for sure, but the country was able to break out of this cycle of hyperinflation earlier this year. But it still has some of the worst inflation rates in the world. And that makes it very difficult for people to afford food. You know, today, grocery stores are fully stocked. You'll find anything from rice to olive oil. But the real question is whether they can buy it because of their wages.
And so what does everyday life look like in Venezuela?
Well, people are mostly focused on how they can get by, right? Anybody who you talk to is constantly thinking about how much money they have in their pocket and whether they'll be able to buy food. You know, if you drive around Caracas today, you will see new restaurants, Pilates studios, imported goods stores. You will see a lot of activity, you know, even, you know, buildings going up, apartment buildings. But some of this recovery that it's everywhere in Caracas, it's pretty evident, it's not getting to rural areas. So they do not have access to jobs. They just cannot work. You know, in areas like, say, Maracaibo, which is, you know, the region that at one point was the heart of the country's, you know, oil sector, lots of people lost jobs. If you talk with them and you ask, how's Maracaibo, they will respond, está muerto, it is dead. Today, the equivalent of in dollars of the minimum wage is $15 a month. And that makes it really difficult for them to go to a grocery store and buy food for themselves or their families.
Yeah, we've also read that the healthcare system has collapsed in Venezuela. What does that look like?
That is something that you know, people still, when you talk with them, will always mention that hospitals are in very dire circumstances, that if they go in, it is tough to get the care that they want, right? They will mention often delayed diagnosis of cancer or lack of supplies for, you know, something as basic as a syringe. I met a mom not too long ago whose son had, a cut above his eyebrow and got stitches and then went back to the healthcare center to get those stitches removed, and they didn't have equipment to get it done. And so she had to go out to a pharmacy and buy it. People who have, you know, suffered broken bones tell stories of also having to buy those sort of supplies, and, you know, medicines are also not easy to find. Whereas food is easier to find, medications are still in short supply.
Regina Garcia Cano is Andes correspondent for the Associated Press based in Caracas, Venezuela. Regina, thank you very much for your insights. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.